Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Sunday, May 1st. And the year is 2022. I made a prediction earlier this year about the conflict in Ukraine, and I was wrong. It has continued. I figured it would all be wrapped up by now or by the 8th. Those are my two dates that I think would be. May 1st is May Day. It's kind of an important day. And May 8th is a big day for Russians and Ukrainians both. And so those two days, I thought, you know, it's either going to be one or the other. And if it drops off and dies off on the 8th, then I'll be like, okay, well, at least I was half right. But today I saw that things were still going strong over there in Ukraine. People are still having problems. The Azov battalion, they're all holed up in that steel facility, and they're looking for an exit strategy. So all things being what they are, that conflict is still going on, and I was wrong because I honestly thought it would be over by now. Now, contrast me being intellectually honest enough to admit I was wrong versus people like Scott McKay, the so-called Patriot Street Fighter, or even Bill Still, who has, when all of this garbage came out about the elections and how there were special forces operators in Germany fighting CIA people over voting servers, you know, in Germany and other places. And everyone was talking about how Trump was going to be reinstalled back in office. And they still talk about this stuff, five-dimensional chess and shit. None of those people, not fucking one of them, has ever retracted anything that they had to say. They've totally blanked out on it. They just quit talking about it. Why? Well, it's because they're a bunch of fucking slack-jawed morons. That's why. I said that. I've just came right out and said it, and the reason why is because that's half the problem with the media on both sides, is that no one will ever admit they were wrong. As if being wrong opens you up to some kind of ridicule or responsibility for things that that were beyond your control. Being wrong doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. It just, you know, makes you unable to see the future sometimes, because the future can be nebulous, or you may not be seeing the future you think you are seeing. I've made some lame predictions about this thing, mostly because I've read enough history to predict that some things are usually, there's a certain symbolism when days come and events happen, especially with some of the shit that's going on over there. And so that being said, because there's a reverence for May 8th and May 1st, I figured, well, hey, this would be a good time for them to put things down and just bring it to an end and then move forward with some new semblance, some new relationship that works for both parties. And I think that because there's going to be a certain amount of fatigue that comes from this. However, we have people here in this country that don't want that to end because there's a lot of money to be made in this sort of thing. I'm not a fan of the military-industrial complex, because it's not the men and women in the military. It's the powers that arm them, feed them, clothe them, run all their logistics, transport them, the fuel, all of that stuff. The more war there is, the more money people make. But unfortunately, it's not people like you and me. It's the people that are the powers that be, the nebulous they, that run the world. So anyway, like I was saying, contrast my ownership of being wrong about one day. But here's the thing, is that once May 8th happens, and if it does actually happen and it all goes back to peace, because Putin's all of a sudden getting cancer surgery and some other shit. From my perspective, anything can happen. Anything can happen. But if I'm right about May 8th, then I'll be like, well, I was gracious enough to admit I was wrong, and now I'm going to be gracious enough to know that, or to let everyone know that I was right. And but I was only half right. So there it is. But I got a feeling though, this is going to continue and carry on. It's going to be ugly for a while. And because as much as I am a hopeful optimist, I can also be a very calculating realist. And as ugly as things are over there, I don't know how there's going to be any kind of peaceful resolution, because apparently Poland is now eyeballing parts of Ukraine, because it used to be parts of Ukraine used to be parts of Poland. And just wait till that happens. Wait till that erupts. And then all of a sudden, then Zelensky would be like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, hey, Poland, you know. I don't know how to explain it. The world is a mess. And the only thing that I can do as a simple man is to prepare for the worst. Get my mind right, accept that the world is a shit pile, and do what I can to protect those I care about as much as I can. So, anyway, I had an event today where I went to go find this half box of donuts that I had made by Anton Mons. And these are the Target brand cheap powdered donuts. Because, you know, I like to have donuts with my coffee on a Sunday morning. And I was too cheap to go get real donuts. I just thought I would take the path of least resistance and have some coffee with some prefabricated donuts made by machines as opposed to by people. And I noticed the box was missing, which seeing as how this box was in a place, or at least where I thought it was, in a place where no one besides me would know where it is or get to it, I figured those donuts would be safe. But I was wrong, because I looked all over the house and I could not find them, and I thought, Did I eat these things, or did I put them someplace smart where they were, like, you know, put away, like in a cabinet or something? And I looked in all the cabinets and couldn't find them, and all I could think to myself is, like, fuck, what did I do with these things? And then I go to sit at my computer desk, and I notice that there's a part of an Anton Mons box in Lily's bed. Lily, my new dog, my precious little princess. Lilith, she-devil, dog from hell. So I look down, and I see this box, and it's empty. There's no crumbs, there's no nothing in it. And I look down, and I'm thinking, that little shit. How did she get this box of donuts? And I've caught her on top of the dining room table a few times, and I'm thinking maybe that's where I left them by mistake. And it was a mistake, because she had my hat chewed up. I have a hat that I do like to wear. It's like a baseball cap. It's black, and she chewed the shit out of that. And I'm like, why? Why would you do this to me? Why would you do this? And I noticed that I was missing a glove or two. And I've been looking all over the house for my stuff, missing some socks, and just. And I know that these things are in various places where she sleeps, because she has a fixation. But when I found that half-eaten box, I realized that The universe is cruel and does not care about my feelings. It sends demons to haunt me. And sometimes those demons take the form of a small mixed breed dog, part shepherd, part something else, and part evil. Her name is Lilith, after all. All I wanted was a donut to go with my coffee. Anyway, it's not like I needed it anyway. It's like, you know, I did not need a bunch of donuts this morning. What I needed was something to bring me out of my depression. And, of course, donuts really wouldn't have helped much, but they would have certainly made me feel better about my day. Because, you know, there's nothing that starts a day better than coffee and donuts. It really isn't. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Ask anyone that loves donuts. And it's not just fat people that like donuts. There are plenty of skinny people that like them, too, you know. But yeah, that was my day. I woke up to disappointment, knowing that my dog, Lily, cannot be trusted. She can't be trusted. She looks at me and I can see. It's like that female velociraptor in the first Jurassic Park film, you know, where you know, he's like, that one's thinking all the time. And she is, too. And I think that she only pretends to be stupid. She does a lot of dumb stuff, and I think that's purely an act to make me feel like she couldn't be very smart. But this, I've watched this dog do some shit, and I'm like, no, you are. You're just pretending now. I know damn well you understand everything that I'm telling you. It's a good thing she can't fucking drive or open up the fucking garage door. Anyway. So anyway, that's how my Sunday has been, a little bit of a contrivance. Although I did have coffee, and that was enough to keep me from murdering the world. As I've stated on many occasions, coffee has saved more lives than seatbelts and Jesus. Whew. I'm sure somebody will be putting that on a bumper sticker or a t-shirt, because there's a surplus of unoriginal bastards out there that steal shit. But I digress again. I was actually going to try to set up the studio with a second microphone. And I had this thought. That'd be great. You know, I'd be able to have like a binaural sound for my podcast. So it'd be like, you know, you'd be hearing it through both channels. Like, you know, like I was really there. You know, instead of hearing it only in the one, which is, you know, then of course it's spliced in the stereo. But I like the idea of maybe doing that. I just need to sort out how to make it work using the Anchor software. I have the ability to do it with other software packages, but that means I have to use my PC, and my PC is like, for whatever reason, the motherboard has this sound that it doesn't matter how good the software is. There is some kind of electrical background noise that is picked. It's like feedback, I think, on both microphones. And so I need to sort it out, because if I can do it on the iPad, then perhaps it'll work better that way. So, but anyway, I'm thinking that I wouldn't mind doing something like that, the binaural stuff, just to see how it actually affects people. So anyway, one other thing of note. As you know, as I've spoken on a number of occasions, I'm a bit of one of those people that kind of looks at nutrition and other things to augment my health. And I read an article today, and it wasn't just one, it was like probably about 30 different articles from four or five different countries about, and I kid you not, this is going to sound mythical, it's going to sound like snake oil, but magnetized water. Yeah, I know that that sounds like what? Magnetized water. And if you pass water through a magnetic field, and it has to be anywhere between 6,000 and 7,000, some kind of electro units or something like that. If you pass water through a magnetic field, it changes the angle at which their hydrogen and oxygen molecules are joined. And it changes the angle from, I guess, 108 to 103 degrees or something like that. It changes it. And it's just enough for your body to readily absorb the molecules to augment your mitochondrial DNA and all this other stuff. Now, I know that that sounds a lot like you're full of shit. And my first thought was, oh, look, magnetized water. Well, here, sign me up for something stupid, you know. No, actually, my first thought was, let's read the scientific data on it and see what it is. And as much as there's a lot of anecdotal data, there's a lot of hard data too as well. And so my first thought was, well, you know, I've got a stockpile of magnets. How hard could it be to conduct my own experiment? And so that, I guess the fastest way, if you drink 10 glasses of water a day and you are still thirsty, then, you know, you're probably not absorbing as much of the water as you would like. But if you are drinking 10 glasses of water and you don't feel like you need to drink as much, maybe, just maybe, you know, your body is a better way of processing that water, or maybe that water is being more readily absorbed. Or if you notice differences in your skin and how it looks and all that other stuff, maybe, just maybe, that this stuff will actually work. And so I've been looking at different things and seeing how I could possibly augment my health this way. And oh, that's weird. That is very strange. I got like this thing going on in my hand that's doesn't look right. Oh, that's weird. Huh. How very odd. Makes me wonder. I wonder if using a cell phone actually changes your DNA, and I bet it does. Well, I guess I know what I'm doing. I'm going to stay the hell away from that. Wow, that's really weird. It's like the whole back of my hand looks like it's got something going on that it shouldn't. Can I break it? Are my bones changing? That's weird. Well, maybe I've got something wrong with me. Maybe I've dislocated some bones in my hand. Well, that is weird. Anyway, enough about that. Anyway, where I was going to go with all of this stuff is the idea of magnetized water. I know it sounds absolutely ludicrous, but the one nice thing about it is that it's a cheap experiment you could do at home. So I'm going to give it a shot and see how ridiculous and how much of my time I can actually waste documenting nothing. Because that's what I honestly think. If there's one thing I like to do, is I like discovering things that that nobody else is talking about that actually work. I started taking a supplement called NAD, and I noticed that it was actually doing some pretty good things for me physically. It was actually quite good at making me feel a little less of my aches and pains, because I have a lot of cumulative injuries that are just that haunt me to this day. When I broke my pelvis, that leave a mark, and it still does. Every once in a while, I have this nerve cluster that's still live. It still lights me up on a fairly regular basis, but when I was taking the NAD, it wasn't so much a problem. And then I went off of it for about a month, and I started noticing my aches and pains started coming back. So I started taking it again, and aches and pains went away. I don't know how much of that's psychosomatic, but I will say this, is that there is a certain amount of cause and effect with every supplement. They call it the placebo effect. So all I know is I take collagen every day, and that seems to work out pretty well, mostly because it makes me look younger, not so much feel younger, but it definitely makes my skin look a little nicer. It's not doing anything for my gray hair, though. Apparently, my gray hair is starting to become a little bit more pronounced, and I'm not a fan of that, although there is something to be said about being called a silver fox, which no one has ever called me or probably will ever call me. That's okay. I take pride in the fact that I'm an ugly person wrapped in a body that is repugnant with a personality that is equally repellent. So I'm doing pretty good there. It's our nature has made sure that I don't have any progeny, or at least none that I can, you know, point at and say, well, yeah, that one's definitely one of mine. Oops, you know. But anyway, I'm going off the rails. This is one of those stream of consciousness podcasts again, and I actually came at this one with no plans whatsoever other than to make fun of other people. And I just didn't have the heart to do that, although I will say this, though. There's a reward right now by the U.S. Marshal Service for a guy named Casey Cole White. Apparently, Casey Cole White, 38, and a missing and endangered correctional officer, Vicky White, 56, who disappeared Friday after they left the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Florence, Alabama. Huh. Casey Cole White had been jailed on a capital murder charge in the Lauderdale County Detention Center. An inmate and assistant director of corrections, Vicky White, 56, left the Lauderdale County Detention Center to go to a nearby courthouse. The sheriff's office said in a Facebook post Saturday, the investigator said the two are not related. Huh. So Casey White and Vicky White are not related? Huh. There's a 19-year difference between the two. Wait, it's an 18-year difference between the two. What if they were secretly married and no one knew? Vicky White had told co-workers she had a doctor's appointment scheduled, but was confirmed but not, or something, but the office said the deputy never showed. Officials said no one realized the two were missing until about 6 hours after they left the jail. Deputies tried to contact Vicky White, but her phone repeatedly went to voicemail. Singleton said his department was aggressively investigating the incident and would be looking into previous interaction between the two to see if something else was going on. I'm going with the idea they were secretly married in prison. This guy looks like the kind of guy that, yeah, he'd get married to somebody in prison and then they would go run off together. Ooh. Here's some bad news, though. And this is truly sad. I was never a country music guy, and I never will be. I mean, there are some country music that I do like, but the Judds were never one that was never a group that it was just never my thing. But when somebody decides at the age of 76 to punch their own ticket, that's something, you know. And that's what happened with Naomi Judd. She apparently decided that she didn't want to live on this planet anymore. And that's very sad because she looks like she was very delightful and she's very pretty. Even at 76, you know, I mean, that's shit, that's like 20 some years older than me. She's pretty too. It's very sad. Very, very sad. Apparently, there was some kind of Mississippi Fest in Jackson, Mississippi, where somebody decided to shoot somebody else, and then it just ended the thing poorly. There was a bald eagle that was kicked out of his nest by its sibling, so that now it's an only child. It's going to be one of those eagles that tells the other eagle, wrong kid died. I know that sounds fucking terrible. Oh, man. If you don't get the joke, it's you have to see Walk Hard with, John, what's his face? Or, I'm sorry, oh, my God. Riley. Oh, Christ. Now I got to look him up. This is what happens when your brain just goes. Because it's John C. Riley. Mother of God. I was halfway there. John somebody. John Riley. John C. Riley. God dang. That is tough. Anyway, in that film, if you haven't seen it, and it's very politically incorrect, you could not make that movie today. But if you watch that movie, the dad tells his son, the wrong kid died. And every time I see it, all I can think of is, like, if that had happened between me and my brother, my dad would have been the old man telling, wrong kid died, that kind of shit. So... But that's just, that's the upbringing that I had. So, it, man, that's really strange. I got that crazy thing going on in the back of my hand. It's like, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's the same. It just doesn't look right. Could be the light, artifact from the light. But if you get a chance, watch the movie. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I'm actually giving a lot of thought to, finally breaking down and watching The Batman. I may rent it. I don't know. One show, though, I will tell you, though, is called Outer Range. And it's got Josh Brolin in it. And caught the most recent two episodes. And I know that this is going to be a show that's going to end with me screaming. Because I know that I will never be happy with the end result. It just is what it is. And today is Wes Anderson's birthday. Wes Anderson, a director who I thoroughly enjoy. If you have not seen any of his work, I would encourage you to do so. He does make some funny stuff. The French Dispatch was actually just the one I saw most recently, and it was actually quite good. Unfortunately, Bill Murray is under a lot of scrutiny right now because apparently he's got some behavioral disorders that make him an unpleasant person. I don't know this personally. This is hearsay and conjecture. It's just crap that people say, you know, he said, she said kind of stuff. Anyway. As I look at my phone, because of my other tablet is dead, it won't hold the charge for some reason. I'm looking for different things that I think are interesting. If you live here in the Twin Cities and you're familiar with Allina Clinics, apparently they're going to be doing, they're resuming free skin cancer screenings for all you geriatrics out there. Go get checked for skin cancer. It's my PSA for the day. Man, nothing new and exciting in Minnesota, though. Just the typical do. Nothing really going on, though. Just, man, Minnesota's kind of a blank slate. We're still in the, what I would case, long winter, because winter is just unending here. I wish it would hurry up and get to be sunny again. I miss the sun. I really like the sun. It would be nice if it was sunny and warm instead of what it is right now, cold, wet, rainy, and perpetually omnipresent. But anyway, this may be a shock, but I think I'm talked out for the night. Normally, I can just kind of go on and on forever, but there's really nothing new and exciting going on in the world, and I really don't want to subject anyone to any more of my nonsense than I absolutely have to. Plus, I've got art stuff going on at the same time, so I'm really, really doing a lot. And so if you don't, I guess, don't get enough of this podcast, if you go over to my website, fairtrade141.com, you can see what I do there, the art and stuff like that. But I've got a new thing where I'm going to be showing the process of creating a sculpture, which is something I'm going to be doing pretty much every day through the month of May. I've got a couple of pieces of art that I intend to get done, and so that way June 1st I can start with a clean slate and go back to work doing other things. I've got art that has been languishing for quite a while, mostly because COVID-19 has just fucked up everything, and my schedule became something less than my own. And now that it's back to being my own, I'm hoping that I can get back to being an artist again. But I'm also going to be adding video podcasts eventually, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided whether or not I have the face for video podcasting or if I have a face for just plain old radio. So that being said, I'll make some decisions and we'll see where it goes. Anyway, if I don't say it, if I don't talk to you sooner, have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. Take care. Good night.